breathing in and breathing out, sudden ash and smoke and dust. Breathing in and breathing out, and hope it ain't your last. Breathing in and breathing out.
Dear you, Vakarja, agus Faltra Rash. Hello, friends, comrades, and any members of Angarda Síochána that might be listening in today.
Welcome back to the Affinity Collective podcast.
It's been about a year since our last episode.
We're so back.
And better than ever.
This episode's going to be about care and reproductive work, specifically in regards to communal living and kind of the strategies we've put in place over the past year. Mm-hmm. Today, myself, Ren,
and Chloe. Are you going to talk through a few different ways that we have worked on trying to bring about more of a culture of care around the collective and trying to focus more on more equitable division of care work,
yeah,
I suppose?
And we're also going to give some updates about the land over the past year, at least as much as we can remember.
Fabulous. So let's get into it.
Okay, so now we're going to do some updates about what's happened over the past year.
So last year we had a garden mehol where we built a lot of new raised beds and had lots of people.
I think we also did like weeding and digging out a ditch. I can't really remember what else. Oh, we built the path to the toilet. Yeah.
Nice.
We also had Storm Amy, which knocked down the compost toilet.
Yeah, destroyed a lot of infrastructure, ripping the roof off the box van. Also, there was just some roof sheets, killer roof sheets flying around.
And four cabins have been built, or I guess some are kind of finished, some are like in the process over the past year. So that's taken up a lot of capacity, I would say.
It also means that housing is coming along really well.
Yes.
We got a new polytunnel, and now we have a second polytunnel.
Yeah, well, it needs to be built, but soon. Soon we will have a second polytunnel.
We replaced the Sitka spruce that was in the front of the land with a native hedge, native trees and shrubs.
Yeah, we've also done a lot of planting of trees up the top of the land.
And some ditches and drainage, and just trying to get the soil quality improved and restore some of the native habitats. We're preparing some areas for wildflowers as well.
Recently enough, we went to Cork Book Fair, which was very fun. We tabled there. We had a new zine. What's the name of the zine?
Beyond Landlords.
Beyond Landlords, that we wrote. And we also had patches and some prints and flyers. And mainly we were just like talking to lots of people about housing cooperatives and setting them up. Yeah, it was really nice. It was very successful, I would say, as a book fair. Fair play to the Cork Book Fair people.
Shout out Cork Book Fair.
The real capital.
We're also working on a new zine at the moment, so keep an eye out for that. And then last month, we also had our fifth birthday party.
Yes. We were playing, like, punk games. We named them. I mean, some of them are, like, we did very little sock wrestling.
Yeah, not much sock wrestling.
Sadly.
People were in more of a chilling out mood.
Yeah.
But there were lots of games.
We did a welly toss, some stick and poke. I don't know, lots of things. Capture the flag, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, who was the flag?
Capture the plastic bag. And then also in the last year, we've seen some members come and go with a few new members now. The collective is kind of getting bigger with every year, slowly. Yeah. But we're also just trying to be like mindful about how many new people we take on as well. So today we're going to talk about three ways that we have kind of worked on addressing the topic of care work within the collective. And first, we're going to talk about critique rounds, also known as tech mill, which come from Maoist and Kurdish traditions.
Yep.
With a like authoritarian communist background, but it can be applied in anarchist spaces as well.
Yeah, and I've done this before in other places I was living before I moved to Affinity. Yeah, and I really liked it in those places. I found it helpful. So I also wanted to do it there. And I brought it up to people and they said that they had like discussed the idea and people were like up for it. But I think they just, I don't know, hadn't found capacity or like the time to actually start doing it from what I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we should explain like actually what it is
mm-hmm.
in practice.
Yeah, like the idea behind it, I guess, is developing a revolutionary personality and that your relationships with your comrades are revolutionary friendships. So we are always trying to kind of better ourselves and dismantle the different systems of oppression that are ingrained within us. And we do this through both within and outside of the tech mill structure, so.
Yeah. I guess what it looks like in practice is everyone who wants to take part sits down together, and beforehand you've, like, thought about what you want to say. And first we do a round of self-criticism, and all of your criticism has to be based in, like, values that you agree beforehand, and also be, like, revolutionary, so there has to be, like, a basis for this. You can't use it to just, like, be mean. But anyway, first you do self-criticism, and then we do group criticism, and then finally we do criticism of, like, individual other people that are sitting in the circle. No one outside of the circle is discussed. And so in each case, you say the criticism, and there's no, like, response to it. And also, giving criticism, you're also kind of like committing to changing that behavior or committing to helping the other person who you're critiquing change. So yeah, it's meant to be done out of a place of love and that, like, I care for you so much that I want to, like, help you change.
Yeah, I think the idea behind it is that, like, we believe in, like, a better world and in that people have the capacity to change. Kind of otherwise, like, what's the point of, like if we see, like, patriarchy as this, like, monolith that is indestructible, what's the point in doing anything? And I think it's a really, like, tangible way of kind of working through things like this, and it also provides a space for people to give or take constructive criticisms.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also puts, like, importance on, like, yeah, changing things within yourself also, and not just, like, yeah, always looking outwards.
I think also kind of, like, doing this over, like, a period of time, it kind of fosters this culture as well of having this kind of level of, like, self-awareness and collective awareness and care and awareness of each other and learning this kind of practice of self-reflection, which is not something that is, like, kind of common in, like, society or super, like, I don't know, close to us if we've grown up in, like, kind of more, like,
Irish closed-off culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It's, like, I think it's pretty good for getting rid of this, like, conflict-averse attitude. And I also think a lot of people, like, struggle to bring stuff up to people. So having this space where it's, like, this is where you can do it kind of breaks down that wall of having to, like, maybe pull someone aside to say something. So we've been doing it, I would say, very on and off for, like, a year. And I do think it's definitely helped with the culture of the place. I think it really works because we all live together, so we can, like, see each other's behavior and how it's, like, changing or not changing. So I think that's an important part. And I've definitely seen... Yeah, I think there's, like, a culture more of, like, care and less conflict over stuff going on.
I think there's also, like, a lot of ways to do it, at least from the, like, Kurdish tradition. There's a very strong emphasis on kind of taking it very seriously and creating this, like, serious, respectful atmosphere, where we don't joke around, we don't smoke or eat or drink. Everyone's kind of sitting around in the same, at the same level, avoiding kind of like strong emotional language, this kind of stuff. And also like speaking in the third person. So there's this kind of like separation, between person and the criticism and the behavior, because it's not about making like, attacks to people's characters. Because again, the background of it, this is like kind of believing that people have the capacity to change, and also believing that people are good natured by default, I guess.
Yeah. So an example would be like, instead of, let's say me and Chloe are both sitting in a critique round, instead of being like, I critique you for whatever, I'd be like, I critique Chloe. Yeah. I do think this is nice. And we do, yeah, we do try to keep like this, like we don't joke around or smoke or eat while we're doing it. I wouldn't say we take it like as seriously as maybe some other groups do. Like there's also a lot about like how you give critique. I think like sometimes people use emotional language when they're giving critique, and it's kind of meant to be like succinct. You're meant to like say why you're critiquing the person, link it to like the value, and maybe make a suggestion on how it could change. And I think we don't always like keep it as succinct sometimes. So I guess that's something we could work on. And also something we could definitely work on is doing it more regularly and like keeping up with the organization of it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of difficult because not like, especially around this time of year, like people are going away to different places and there's different levels of energy and capacity, and there's also like lots of stuff happening all the time. And I think we still have to work on kind of having this culture of respecting care work as like just as important as like construction or whatever, or your job or blah blah blah. Like I think we still have to work on that. I was kind of curious also to ask about how, like, what your experience is out, like, of doing, like, Tech Miller self-critique kind of stuff outside of Affinity, right?
When I was in Germany, people were more succinct, I would say. But I also think it's worked the best for me in Affinity because it's, I guess, maybe a smaller group and less people, like, changing, coming in and out compared to, like, other places I was. So that's definitely good. And I know in some other places I was, like, everyone would give, like, self-criticism apart from, like, any of the men. So there was definitely some issues like that in other places I've been, which is, like, I don't know, it was quite funny. I mean, it's not really funny, but...
Also, in, like, in bigger groups and bigger spaces, there's kind of this recommendation as well of, like, having like a women's space and like non-women's space, and like having the critique separately to basically give everyone that's like not like a cis man space to talk about to like have criticism of the like rest of the group and then bring it to the group. But it's kind of challenging for us to do something like that because we're quite a small group, and also we're already mostly not cis men, like by a pretty big margin. So, like,
I know the thing with the like for just having it like women separately, at least in the like Kurdish tradition, is that like men shouldn't see you critiquing yourself, each other, that you should like present as a unit,
like a united front,
That's it. We're all like a less militant situation.
Yeah, and the cultural all, like, context is different.
Queer and...
Yeah.
Okay, so I think that's kind of everything we wanted to say on Critique Rounds. I hope it's been... I hope you can understand what they are from this.
Yeah, I think it makes sense to check in again in the future after we've done more and just kind of bring back some more, like, learnings from that, I guess.
Yeah.
You could kind of do a whole episode on just Critique Rounds, to be honest.
Yeah, if you wanted to get more depth.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway, so we're going to move on to our next topic.
Yay!
Which is the chore pegboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to talk about it, Mary?
Yeah, so at Affinity Collective, we previously tried to deal with, like, I guess you would call it, like, chores or reproductive work with having, like, a deep clean day. Which is, like, where one day a week we would all deep clean something for, like, 2 hours, I think it was. But this wasn't really working out because we weren't all there, and, yeah, it was just kind of difficult to track.
Yeah, so it was very, like, individualized, I think, and it was kind of, like, a bit more, like, voluntary, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely more voluntary. But sometimes it was nice because we were all cleaning at the same time, which is kind of fun. But yeah, mainly it wasn't working so well. So then we stopped doing it for a while and we were back to having no system, which I wasn't happy about. yeah, I think the place wasn't being kept very clean, and it also wasn't, like, of course, like, nothing's ever going to be perfectly equal, but yeah, it wasn't really like an equal share. So I was talking to my friend Meg, shout out Meg, who had lived communally before, and she was telling me this idea where you have, I wish I could show you guys an image, but you have a board, and on the board you write down everyone's name in a line, and you have a string going down this board, and then there's pegs, and they each have, like, tasks on it, so one could be, like, cleaning the kitchen. And let's say that starts on my name, and then when I do it, I move it to the next person, and then it's their job to do it. Yeah, so this works to have, like, lots of tasks on there, and also tasks that need to be done in different time frames. Like, for example, the kitchen might need to be cleaned every day, but cleaning the oven needs to be done once a month. So it's up to, like, the person whose name it is on to decide when they think it needs to be cleaned. So I brought this up, I think it was in a general meeting, to see what people thought about it.
So I guess this system is kind of like, it's not just the physical labor, but it's also, like, whoever's got that peg is also responsible for the kind of, like, mental load of, like, deciding when it needs to be cleaned or just, like...
Yeah, that's why I really liked it also, because I think for some board things I was thinking about would involve one person, like, having to update the tasks weekly, and then you have, like, all the mental load of being, like, who needs to do what. But this one, you just move it down, and that's it, so.
Yeah. And it's also no longer voluntary, which there was, like, kind of a lot of backlash for that when we were introducing it. But I also think that makes sense. I think if there are, like, capacity issues, because we're such, like, a small group, and people can just communicate that and we can figure it out, or if, like, someone's, like, not there or whatever. But I think it makes sense to just have it like this so that everyone's involved.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so when I brought it up at the general meeting, some people didn't like the idea, I guess, because it's kind of like telling you what to do, or yeah, they just didn't like the idea of a system. But then in the end, many people were like, okay, yeah, let's give it a try. And we'll see how it goes. And I think now everyone that didn't like it was like, oh no, actually I like I like knowing, like, being told what to do pretty much, and, like, knowing what my tasks are. It's actually helpful.
And also just it, like, really raised the, like, standard of...
Yeah, it's way cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty sure everyone likes it. Let me know if you don't. What would I say are difficulties with it?
It's not perfect. It's not, like, very comprehensive, I think.
Yeah, there's always work, like, reproductive work chores that are not going to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we put every single thing, it would be crazy and overwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I think it's always going to be, like, split unevenly. There will always be people who, like, think more. Well, maybe not always, but right now there is people that think more about care work.
Mm-hmm.
Or that do these tasks that are still invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. There's also, like, we defined some things, like what it means to clean the kitchen, but other things we haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a few times where it's come up where someone was like, oh, I didn't know that that task involved doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's also, I guess, people, like, clean things differently, which I think sometimes works out well. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people clean certain parts of the bathroom that others don't, and then it all kind of gets made up together.
Yeah.
But then there's also, like, yeah, someone's, like, putting way more effort into cleaning, and the other person is seeing it as just, like, oh, I'm just going to get this peg off my name.
Mm.
Like, I think you, like, as well as having a structure just for chores, you also have to have this idea that care work is, like, important.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, I think we could definitely, like, work on kind of at least kind of highlighting what needs to be done for each task in terms of, like, the kind of minimum as, like, a checklist or something, just for kind of accessibility or, like, for clarity.
Yeah. We have discussed that, and I think everyone was like, yeah, that would be good,
mm-hmm.
but we just haven't done it yet, maybe.
Yeah.
Or we were kind of like, oh, would that be a bit too, like, prescriptive, or would the list be too long?
Mm-hmm.
But I know in, like, housing projects in Berlin, they have, like, lists up in the kitchen being like, here's all the things to clean the kitchen, and
Same in Portugal.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think it does work. We should probably do it.
One question raised from this about the pegboard was kind of like, how do we, like, navigate, like, people's, like, capacities in terms of, like, you know, like, some people have, like, full-time jobs, so they have, like, less, like, time or whatever, or some people are students and have a more flexible timetable, or some people have, like, chronic illness issues and that kind of stuff.
I think, like, the only thing we talked about when we first set it up about capacity was, like, if we were sick or depressed. and we were like, oh yeah, we're, like, a small enough group that we can either notice these things,
mm-hmm.
or the person could just say, like, mm-hmm. hey, I can't do this right now. When it comes to, like, full-time job and stuff, I still think you should do, like, I still think you should clean your house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think that's so much of a problem. Yeah, I still think it should be, like, split. But yeah, I guess it would be different if we had someone move there who, like, couldn't do those tasks, which mm-hmm. right now we don't have.
Yeah.
But I don't see why it couldn't be, like, changed to suit that, or just,
sure.
like, only move certain pegs that they can do
under
their name.
Yeah, I think ultimately, like, the idea behind this isn't, like, we need to stick to the pegboard, or we need to have a structure or whatever. We want to, like, respect the space that we are living and working and organizing in, and kind of have this, like, cultural shift of, like, care work is work, and it's important, and it should be kind of shared equitably, and that we should be thinking about it in the context of, like, where it's, like very undervalued and, like, disproportionately done by women,
mm-hmm.
and not, like, just not paid for at all, and it just holds up all of society, basically. Like,
holds up Affinity Collective.
Yeah.
I also wanted to add about the pegboard that has been very helpful for me and, like, made me clean more, because even if I see something that needs to be done, I don't want to be, like, cleaning up after people constantly, or doing like a disproportionate amount of like the care and reproductive work. Because that kind of pisses me off. Well, they're like, I understand when, like, I don't know, it's never going to be equal and it's nice to, like, care for people.
Mm.
I think there's, like, some members that will, like, yeah, just, like, go above and beyond, like, doing the care work. Pegboard's also been good for me to, like, see things being, like, done more split. And, yeah, therefore I also do more cleaning. Because I'm not, like, eh. Should we go on to talk about the feminism working group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just a little bit of background on this. At the AGM at the start of this year, we made some updates to our vision statement. So as a collective, we kind of have decided to like have more of like a focus on feminism and anti-racism and some other topics like that. So as a result of that, we kind of set up this feminist circle, basically.
Yeah.
Where we have regular meetings and workshops and self-education and that kind of stuff.
The circle has been pretty equally feminist and anti-racist work. So we've decided to do some workshops on feminism. That we got from this document that Vincenza, shout out Vincenza, sent on to us there. I can't remember actually the name of the document, but it's kind of like for climate groups to do work on feminism.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been looking through them and then just kind of like changing some stuff to make it relevant to us because obviously we are not a climate group. Why we decided to do this working group is kind of because we've been thinking more about care work with like the critique rounds and the pegboard. As we kind of mentioned before, there's also like you have to work on this idea that like care work is important and not just like put up structures around it. So I think the feminist circle is hopefully doing work on that along with other stuff. Oh, you found the name.
Yeah, so the workshop series where kind of in the middle of at the moment is from the Community Action for Feminist Climate Justice Toolkit from the National Women's Council. And yeah,
I think it's really good. Like, it kind of gives you like step by step how to run the workshops and like tips for facilitators.
Mm-hmm.
So we've also been like, we had a meeting, we decided which ones we wanted to do that were like relevant for us. And then we've been, like, swapping around who facilitates based on who hasn't done it yet, which is also great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then on top of that, we've been doing some work on anti-racism. We attended this workshop from one of our guests, Carnelian. Shout out, Carnelian.
I hope everyone's okay with us shouting that. Have not checked.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine so. Both Vincenza and Carnelian are doing this work publicly.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they hosted a workshop on kind of anti-racism for white people, like being a race traitor, basically.
Yeah.
So we've had a few kind of meetings and workshops since then on kind of trying to like zone in on some of the like takeaways from that workshop. So we've done a lot of kind of work on kind of like understanding and locating whiteness and moving beyond that. So I think the feminist working group has been going pretty well. We also have another series of workshops on conflict resolution that we want to do probably after we finish the series that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So we're not like too overloaded.
That one's called like Decolonizing Nonviolent Communication.
Yeah, it's based on the zine Decolonizing Nonviolent Communication. Yeah, I guess what are maybe some kind of like shortfalls, maybe, like of this structure so far. Like we've only been going for about 6 months.
Yeah, it really hasn't like been very long.
Yeah, 5 months maybe. I guess like it is voluntary as well as like.
Yeah, true. Not everybody
kind of pisses me off a little bit.
It makes sense for it to be voluntary.
Yeah, not that I, yeah.
But yeah, like, not everybody takes part, so I guess
that's
a shortfall. Although, same with the critique rounds, not everyone takes part. But I think still, if most people do, it still changes the culture.
For sure.
But I don't know, I know some arguments that, like, if a certain group is doing one thing, then you can, I don't know, you kind of end up segregating the group.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a bigger conversation, I guess, about, like, what goals do we want to have and what kind of dynamics do we want to have and that kind of stuff. But in terms of, like, relating this back to care work, I guess, I think it has been good in just bringing these ideas to, like, the forefront of our minds. Because I think there is like kind of an imbalance in terms of like in the collective of like people's kind of background or like knowledge on kind of feminism or like how much they would think about and understand these topics. So I think it's, for me anyway, I think it's good. We're like slowly kind of moving towards like having like a baseline level of like political understanding.
Yeah. And the first feminist workshop we did was, I can't remember what it's called. Something like, about mapping a river.
A river of life?
River of life, yes. And so it's like where you draw this river about like different parts of your life and how patriarchy influenced it. And then we, I guess we all, like, presented these to each other and noticed, like, similarities. I think this is a great place to start because it's very, like, brings everyone in into this, like, mindset of, like, being understanding. Like, this is all something we've been, like, impacted by. So I thought it was, like, a really nice way
to start
and, like, bring us all together.
Yeah, like, reflecting on, like, trying to understand and reflecting on other people's experiences, but also on your own, and just, like, looking across your own past and experiences and relating them to these concepts.
Yeah, and I think afterwards, really, when we were reflecting on the workshop about how we could all, like, be very open with each other, and, like, talk about the past and stuff. I think that was nice.
Yeah, also, for sure.
To, like, have an organized emotional space. Which I guess we don't really do otherwise, which is something I had thought about, because, like, the critique round, I mean, it's, like, an organized space, but it's not really about, like, how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also thinking, like, I know also in Germany they do like emo rounds, which is like an emotional round where you just like go around and chat about how you're doing, which I also like because it just like creates space for this. Then sometimes it can get lost in like, we're all just like busy with work and stuff, or we're just like having banter the whole time and we don't actually talk so seriously with each other. So I don't know. That's something I was thinking about. I think right now we have a lot on our plate.
Yeah.
In regards to, like, just structures that we have kind of just implemented.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we should do it right now, but I don't know. Maybe we could just do it when we feel like it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that definitely was one of the things I was thinking about a lot when I was just trying to gather all the stuff together for this episode as well, kind of how do we navigate emotional labor and how do we kind of make it more of like a collective process as well.
Yeah, I guess that's something we really haven't worked on yet.
And
it definitely, or maybe not definitely, I would say it's like unbalanced in who does like emotional labor, or I don't know, also in the world in general, like who's seen as like someone you would talk to and who's not. And I don't
free
know.
Therapy.
Free therapy. I mean, therapy should be free. And I think you should talk to your friends, but having this like over reliance on women to deal with often men's problems and their feelings and like really help them through understanding them. Mm-hmm. It's not great. I don't know. We haven't figured out a solution to that yet.
We've been doing a lot, and I think I remember at the AGM we kind of had a lot of conversations around kind of, okay, there's all this, like, we all want to have this focus on feminism and think it's a good idea, but how do we do it also without, like, putting the burden on kind of just the people that, like, really want it, I guess, or I don't know. I wasn't really sure about the, like, having it as a circle structure thing. Because I was kind of more like, oh, this should be, like, we should all be doing this and, like, thinking about this and, like, doing the work. But now, kind of, after we've been doing workshops and, like, it's been kind of a thing, I think it's good. I think it's kind of, like, in a way, it is kind of, like, baby steps.
Yeah.
But I think it's good and it's a really good start. And it's just going in the right direction, I think.
Yeah. Also, something I said before the circle started, I was like, if you don't want to be in this circle, you should think about why. Yeah. And if you don't usually do this work, you should think about why. Mm-hmm. which is like, maybe that's a bit threatening. I don't think so.
Okay.
So I think that's sometimes a good thing to like bring up. Not to just like step out of care work because you're not used to it or you find it like, uncomfortable or something.
Yeah, or like I don't know about this or whatever.
Yeah.
And like to be like it's not something that like most people would do anyway. Like anytime I kind of talk about this to like people outside of the collective, they're like, oh, that's really good idea, or like, I don't know, you know.
We don't grow up in family homes with these like structures about I mean chores, most people do grow up with like a chore board or something,
but in terms of like thinking about like care work or thinking about like
like your mother does it all like
I mean but it's not so like we're going to work on this together. Exactly. For me growing up, anyway, it was always like something I kind of came across individually or like worked on individually. Mm. And it's kind of nice to have this like collective structure where we meet up and talk about it and work on it together.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like it's always felt like pretty cozy as well and nice.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. I think it's just a good, like, atmosphere to kind of foster, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is nice as well. So that's been our short update on what's happened on the land and a bit of chats about what we've been doing the last while in terms of working on care work.
Yes.
Some stuff to look out for in the next while from Affinity.
We're going to have a Mehl at the end of August, hopefully.
He might be doing a fundraiser for new guest space that we're building at the moment. Maybe something in Dublin.
Yeah.
Would be cool. We're working on another zine right now. And we are also working on more podcasts as well.
Yeah.
So just keep an eye out for that. Just feel free to reach out on Instagram or the Proton Mail.
Yeah.
If you want to come visit or have questions or whatever.
Yeah. Feedback about this podcast.
Whatever hate mail you have. Yeah.
Our address is...
No, please be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yay, care work. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Breathing in and breathing out, sudden ash and smoke and dust. Breathing in and breathing out, and hope it ain't your last. Breathing in and breathing out, sudden ash and smoke and dust. Breathing in and breathing out, and hope it ain't your last. Down the mine, no sunlight shines. Out here the sky seems clear. Yet my